You are listening to the Real Truth Broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan McCraig speaking, and we're trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig opens our service today singing for us, "The Chains Are Gone."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
The scriptures teach us that Jesus Christ came into the world to set the captive free, to open the prison house, and he did not come in vain. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. We pray the Holy Spirit will work with hearts and deal with souls according to their needs, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are continuing our services today with the selection, Jesus Receiveth Sinful Men. Our subject for today's broadcast, Cleansing the Inside. Our text of scripture, Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 40. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? People are often concerned about appearance, especially how they appear on the outside. I understand billions of dollars are spent each year on cosmetics that does not include jewelry. And Jesus warned of cleansing the outside without cleaning the inside, of which the Pharisees were often guilty. Let me read from Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are likened unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outward appearing righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. That's reading down through verse 28. We need to cleanse both the outside and the inside. But let us take a look at what the Bible says in regards to the heart. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Anything the Word of God forbids, whether it be for the flesh or the spirit, anything the Word of God forbids can be termed filthiness. A look at the sinful heart, the needs of cleansing it. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17 and 9. And beloved, that gives us an insight into why we see and hear of so much evil and ungodliness going on in the world today. Murders by the hundreds in our own nation. And we see these suicide bombers killing people. It seemed like they have no sense of the value of an individual. And I say this passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 17 and 9, gives us some insight as to why these kind of things are going on. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jesus said to the people, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Whatsoever entereth at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. Matthew chapter 15, verses 11 through 20. And so it is the heart that needs to be cleansed. Jesus and his disciples were walking along one day, and it was a Sabbath, and they plucked some grain and ate them. And they were found fault with, criticized, because they were eating with unwashed hands. But again, Jesus emphasizes the need of the heart being cleansed. And if the heart is clean, then we'll see results on the outside. This starts, that is, the clean heart, starts with conversion. By being born again, Jesus taught the necessity of the new birth. A religious man by the name of Nicodemus came to Jesus one night and talked with him. And Jesus told him, a person must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. Now this involves spirit and word, the word of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nicodemus had wondered and asked Jesus, how is it I'm an old man? How is it can I enter my mother's womb again and be born? And Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And so a person must be born again to have a change of heart and to become a member of the family of God or the kingdom of God. Of course, after conversion, water baptisms needs to be done, showing to the world that you have died to sin and been made alive to Christ. By obeying the gospel, the word which causes the new birth is proclaimed in the gospel. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto genuine love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23. And you notice what Jesus taught Nicodemus, and also what I have just read from 1 Peter. It says nothing about joining a church or just merely becoming religious. No, it tells us what we must do to be really converted and to have our heart changed. There's so much vain religion, so much false religion in the world today that's offering people false hopes. But, beloved, a real change of heart comes about whenever you receive Christ in reality. Whenever you are born again, you are then translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We read in Acts 2 and 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The only ones that belong to God's church are those who have been saved from their sins. And note, I did not say saved in their sin, but I said saved from their sins. Yes, Jesus saves from sin, and conversion simply means we turn around. We leave the broad road, and we travel the narrow way. That's what salvation will do for you. It'll take you off of that broad road that leads to destruction, and it'll put you on the narrow way that leads to life eternal. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The Bible, the prophet speaks about taking out the heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh. Beloved, that's what happens when you are truly converted. Now, the gospel is the good news. That's what the angel told the shepherds on the hillside. I bring you good news. I bring you glad tidings. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And so the gospel is the good news. And Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto all that believe. Now, Jesus wants everyone to hear, to learn, and to experience the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we read in Mark 16 and 15. In the new covenant, under this present covenant that we are living, God does not have a favorite literal nation. No, God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So regardless of what the color of your skin may be, your financial situation may be, or your educational state may be, or your nationality may be, Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And the gospel that changes the heart and changes the life is for everyone. When one obeys the gospel of true repentance and receives forgiveness of their sins, they are washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, whenever we are truly converted, our sins are removed from us. The Lord said he would remove them from us as far as the east is from the west, and that he would remember them against us forever no more. So whenever a person is truly repentant and are converted, their sins are washed away in the blood of the Lamb, and they are no longer guilty of them. That is truly cleansing the inside. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So we read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that from form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, and became the servants of righteousness. So we read in Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus said, the pure in heart shall see God. Now the Church of God teaches there is a second cleansing. Sanctification is a work separate and apart from being born again. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. Talking about the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25, 26, and 27. You notice these verses speak of the church, not the unsaved. Jesus said in his prayer to the Heavenly Father, they are not of the world, talking about his disciples. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now he was praying for his disciples who had already been converted and needed to be sanctified, needed to be filled with the Spirit. And I'm not talking about some wildfire thing that will cause you to act unseemly. I'm talking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the eradication of that depravity. And Jesus also said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever he has come, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. And he also said in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So you are saved from the world and not sanctified from the world. I say that you are saved from the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So whenever we are saved from our sins, we are saved from the world and the love of the world. And that's what a lot of outside people need to be cleansed of. That's what they put on out on the outside, the worldly things that they put on. That's one of the things that they need to be saved from. That's what they need to be cleansed from. So whenever the heart is right, whenever the inside is right, you'll want the outside to be right as well. Jesus also said in regard to the spirit of the world, the spirit of truth, whom the world, that's the unsaved, cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And so, beloved, sanctification, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, is for those who have been truly saved and become a member of God's church. The Spirit came to dwell in them on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts 2. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthian church, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Paul said earlier in this letter, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. So sanctification and holiness carry the same meaning. It means that you are holy, that you are set apart, that you have consecrated yourself to God, a living sacrifice. If you are clean on the inside, you have a pure heart. It should be a natural thing for you to desire to be clean on the outside. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can be with us in our services. They are broadcast live Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now we invite you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
Would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when He comes.